Well, now we fast forward to the political present with our rock critic Ken Tucker. There's a new rap song out, and thanks to digital audio technology, the lead singer is President Bush.
I will not raise the taxes on a working man and woman of this country. Read my lips. No.
The current presidential campaign hasn't yet yielded the sort of pop music epiphany that rock fans crave. There's been nothing like Ronald Reagan's shameless appropriation of Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA in 1984, or Jimmy Carter's cozying up to Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson in, when was the last time there was a Democrat in the White House? This year, the candidates are agreeing on things entirely too much. The bashing of Ice-T and Sister Souljah was a spectacle of bipartisan bullying, for example. And the tastes of both George Bush and Bill Clinton seem mired in the 70s. Bill and Hillary and Al and Tipper boogied to middle-period Fleetwood Mac at the Democratic Convention, while Tanya Tucker sang the national anthem for the Republicans 20 years after her first big hit, the gleefully anti-family-valued Will You Lay With Me in a Field of Stone. For its part, the pop music industry has been blandly noncommittal, at least in the area of musical endorsements. How nice it is, therefore, to hear a one-sided, straightforwardly mean-spirited piece of 1992 music.
Read my lips, read my lips, read my lips, read my lips. My stand is this. I oppose abortion. I oppose federal funding of abortion, except in the case of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I do not favor repeal of the Constitution in that regard.
What you're saying is this shows that I supported federal funding if there was rape or incest, I think. And I don't recall that, but if it's there, fine. That's not my position now. And I don't recall it as being my position then.
Read my lips.
I am firmly positioned in favor of, overturn of Roe Wade. And that's my position. And I'm not going to change that position.
You know, there has been, I have to make a confession, an evolution in my position.
Come on, Michael, give us a break there.
Read My Lips catches the president in contradictions by editing together clashing statements he's made about subjects such as the economy, abortion, and the Watergate and Iran-Contra scandals. Read My Lips is credited to 1,000 points of night, which is actually Don Was, one of the leaders of Was Not Was and producer of the last two Bonnie Raitt albums, along with a few freelance co-conspirators. Read My Lips fails as first-rate political pop because the music behind Bush's words just isn't exciting enough. It's a rather anonymous funk groove. But at least it opens the door. It's high time for some rocker, rapper, or country singer to either top Read My Lips for anti-Bush invective or to dissect Clinton with just as much rancor.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.